Welcome back to Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Episode 56, Anime Episode 48. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 48?
The title of Episode 48 was The Town of the Beginning and the End. Arrival at Loguetown. I might add, this is with new opening and new theme music. And we find our heroes on a busy street in Loguetown. And it's all very exciting. Sanji wants to find out some good food. And of course, look for beautiful women too. Usopp needs supplies for his all his little bombs and things. Zoro is looking for a new sword, although Nami reminds him that he does not have any money. And all Luffy can think of is seeing the execution platform where Gold Roger died, and he runs off gleefully without even asking where they're going to meet up later, because that's how Luffy rolls. And Nami tries on many intoxicating outfits at a shop, and then disappoints the shopkeeper by not buying any of them. Sanji spots a beautiful girl. He calls her an aperitif, or French for appetizer. And he's smitten by all the beautiful women that he sees on the street. And then his heart leaps as he sees a very special woman who we recognize as the mystery woman, the partner with Buggy, the lady in the cowboy hat. And Usopp finds a shop that sells items that supposedly are used by pirates in the Grand Line. And the shopkeeper entices Usopp with a gun that supposedly was used by Gold Roger. I'm very skeptical of this. But Usopp seems to fall for it and wants to see lots more stuff. And meanwhile, at a marine office, essentially, a lieutenant receives that transmission about Monkey D. Luffy. And he runs to the office of Captain Smoker, who we can barely see at the beginning because the room is so full of cigar smoke. And the lieutenant tells Captain that Monkey D. Luffy, the pirate, is supposed to be coming to Loguetown. He's got a 30 million bounty on his head. And Captain Smoker doesn't get too excited. He opens a window, it kind of clears, and we see, ooh, he's very, very strong man. And Captain Smoker says that he works at his own pace. He's very chill. And another Marine runs in to report pirates in the harbor. And Smoker pulls on his big white jacket with a sword on the back. And he leaves to confirm the sighting. He asks where Tashigi is. We don't know who that is yet. But he says to himself, that dizzy girl, where'd she go off to now? And as they're walking down the street, Smoker and his men, a little girl with a 3-scoop ice cream cone collides with Smoker's leg. And the kid's dad is terrified, you know, Smoker. But Captain Smoker pats the kid on the head and actually gives her money for 5 scoops of ice cream. And so it seems like this tough guy has a heart, maybe has a soft spot for children. Smoker doesn't react to the dad thanking him at all. But when the kid thanks him, he waves as he walks away. And now we cut to an evil-looking pirate with a big crescent kind of beard, laughing. And he calls himself Gary-sama of the Crescent Moon. And he tells his lackeys to clean the place out. He intends to be the Pirate King, but Captain Smoker shows up to stop him. And Smoker thinks that he must be Luffy, because he hasn't seen Luffy's picture yet. But when the pirate commands his men to attack, cigar smoke suddenly swirls around Smoker. And, you know, you're like, oh, what's this all going to be about? And then we cut away to another shop where Nami is getting info from a lady about how Captain Smoker jails every pirate who shows up in Loguetown. They say he even has the power of the devil's fruit, the lady tells Nami. And back at the fight, we now see the smoke is cleared and Smoker has beaten up and captured all the pirates. And he knows that these losers can't be Luffy's crew. They certainly were not worth 30 million. So But what about Luffy? Smoker's man says. Oh, he'll turn up. And sure enough, he does, right in front of Captain Smoker, looking a bit lost. He's looking for that execution platform, but he doesn't know where he is. And he walks right up to Captain Smoker and just asks for directions to the platform. And Smoker thinks that he's just this odd guy, but he certainly doesn't expect him to be the Monkey D. Luffy, just some weird tourist. And he tells Luffy to follow his cigar smoke, which appears to be pointing in a certain direction. And Luffy thanks him and hurries off. And now we see a sword shop, and Zoro is outside the window, and he's agonizing over the price of swords. He grimly remembers Nami teasing him. She said that she'd give him a loan if he'd pay back 3 times the interest. And Zoro cannot borrow more money from Nami. Then he hears a commotion. There are 2 big oafs with swords in the street that are bullying a young woman. And she calmly concludes that she'll have to fight them. And the bullies attack. And Zoro is about to come to the defense of this young woman when she defends herself, drawing her sword and laying the 2 men flat. But then she stumbles and loses her eyeglasses. And attempting to be chivalrous, Zoro picks up the glasses to give them to her. But when their eyes meet for a moment, it's like she looks very familiar to Zoro. In fact, I wasn't sure, but I was thinking he was thinking that she reminded him of his young friend when he was training as a child. But this, you know, momentary vision rattles him so much that his fist accidentally breaks her glasses. And the young woman immediately gets ticked off and demands that he replace them. And it's like, oh no, Zoro has no money. And meanwhile, Luffy is lost in a maze of narrow, deserted streets. And he sees a sign for a bar that says Gold Roger and figures, well, that's as good as any direction to go. And he goes down a flight of stairs and he finds this darkened bar. And only the old proprietor is there, this ancient old guy who tells him they're closed and get out. And Luffy just wants directions. But then he gets excited about the huge human skull sitting on the old man's table. And the proprietor says, this is the skull of the killer giant. The big gash, this guy killed hundreds of pirates, but Gold Roger fought and killed him. And the big gash on the skull shows the final blow. But his last words were, the killer giant's last words were, Roger, no one can touch you. I praise you as the eternal pirate. And obviously, Luffy is totally geeking out over this story, and he definitely wants to hear more. And the old man continues that Roger was the only pirate who didn't fear the Grand Line. And now we go to a flashback to rough seas and then a tavern, and we recognize the bartender by his glasses as the young version of the old proprietor. And he is serving Gold Roger some rum, and Roger wants to enjoy himself before taking a little stroll through the Grand Line. Bartender tells him it's far too dangerous, but Roger chuckles. That's exactly why he wants to go. He conquered the Grand Line, but since his execution 20 years ago, all the wannabe pirate have come and gone from Loguetown. The so-called Great Pirate Age, according to the bartender, is a bunch of rubbish. Now, very few are brave enough to face the Grand Line. And this bar will be closing soon for, you know, a lack of business. And Luffy happily tells him of his plans, how he's going to go to the Grand Line and become the Pirate King. And for a moment, to the bartender's old eyes, he resembles Gold Roger. And this ignites something in our old bartender. And he laughs and goes behind the counter to serve Luffy. Only, you know, Luffy doesn't drink. So the old man serves them both milk. And they toast the eternal pirate king. And minutes later, Captain Smoker enters the bar. And Luffy is already gone. But the milk glasses are still sitting there. And Smoker is surprised that the old man actually had a customer. The proprietor doesn't want to serve Smoker because he thinks he ruined his business by, you know, running all the pirates out of town or locking them all up. So Smoker helps himself to some rum. and he gazes at the bar stool that Luffy had just been sitting on, and he remembers the special day. While we see now Luffy is walking Main Street with a real spring in his step. And back at the bar, Smoker is remembering how pridefully Roger walked down Main Street en route to his own execution. And we see in this flashback, we see a young boy forcing himself through the crowd to witness Gold Roger, who looks at this lad for a moment and smiles. And clearly this is young Smoker, you know, being smiled at by Gold Roger. And Roger climbs a giant flight of steps to the execution platform, and he jokes with the guards about releasing him. And he sits down and says, "Get on with it." When a man in the crowd suddenly shouts, "Hey, Pirate King, where did you hide your treasure? It's somewhere in the Grand Line, isn't it? Your one special treasure, One Piece." And Gold Roger laughs. "If you want it, go get it. I left it all at that place." But before he can say another word, he is executed, and the crowd stares in shock. And then they cheer for Roger's courage and his challenge to them all. And back at the bar, Smoker finishes his memory. That was the start of it all, the Great Pirate Age. And a Marine enters with wanted posters, drops one as he salutes Captain Smoker, and Smoker picks up the poster and realizes that he has seen Monkey D. Luffy in the flesh. And on Main Street, Luffy stands in the plaza, thralled to see where it all happened. And Smoker is running up the street. What will happen? To be continued.
Who is Captain Smoker?
The large character in the back is Captain Smoker. You can see he is much larger than the average man. He has a shock of white hair. He's extremely muscular. He wears a huge white coat that has many cigars attached to it, and you can see he really likes to smoke. He actually smokes two cigars at the same time. And he also wears a very large sword on the back of his jacket.
Who is Gary of the Crescent Moon?
Character in the foreground calls himself Gary-san of the Crescent Moon. He is a very elaborately dressed pirate with a crescent moon sort of shape to his pirate beard and long curly mustache. He wears a very curly tri-corner pirate hat and a very elaborate pirate coat with huge shoulder epaulets. And he's quite fancy.
Who is Young Smoker?
This is the young version of Captain Smoker. When he got to see Gold Roger paraded by on the way to his execution. Young Captain Smoker still has his gray hair, but he wears a red t-shirt with a green shirt over top of it and blue jeans.
Who is Gold Roger?
This is Gold Roger, the Pirate King. He is wearing his long coat, his pirate long coat, the red coat with the gold shoulder epaulets. He has a white neckerchief and a green shirt with a greenish blue sash. He has shaggy black hair and a black mustache. And currently, he is wearing stocks, heavy manacles on his wrists as he's being led to the execution platform.
What was the setting in this episode?
The overall setting of this episode was Loguetown, but there were many specific settings within that environment, including Main Street, the interiors of some shops on Main Street, an area around the docks, and also sort of a maze of steps and narrow alleys that led to the bar called Gold Roger. We also went into the bar where we met the old proprietor and saw a flashback of the same bar in its better days when there was business to be had. And then finally, we also saw the Marine office where Captain Smoker has his headquarters, and the Great Plaza with the execution platform where Gold Roger met his end.
What was the combat in this episode?
There were several moments of fighting in this episode. The first one was the attack by Gary of the Crescent Moon and his lackeys on Captain Smoker, which ended with their defeat, Captain Smoker. We didn't see how he beat them, but clearly he beat them all. Then we also saw the two ruffians in the street that attacked the young woman with swords, and she bested them both with her own sword. So that was the second bit of combat that we saw in this episode. And the third, which is not really combat, but it is violence, was the execution of Gold Roger, which took place on the tall execution platform.
Aha, very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I thought it was very interesting. I was entertained that nobody recognizes Luffy. But now that Captain Smoker knows who he is, it will be exciting to see what happens next.
Aha, indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 48. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!